谢赞美主，我们能够再次在主里面相聚。
So、let's、turn to the Bible and let's、read some passages from His Holy Word.
我们打开圣经，我们一起来读几节经节。
It's on the, in the New Testament, Book of Colossians.
在新约圣经哥罗西书。
We'd like to continue to fellowship on the subject of knowing the true knowledge of God's will.
我们想要再来、分享这一个主题，就是有关于真的认识神真的旨意。
Let's read the chapter 1, verse 9.
我们来看第一章的第九节。
For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the true knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
因此，我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
So、during this、pandemic, that if we don't know the true word of God, then we will not be able to know that why God allowed this to happen.
在这个瘟疫的期间，若是我们不知道神的真的旨意的话，我们就不知道我们该如何、不明白为什么主让我们经历这一切。
Only thing we know will be the economic impact and extent of this impact in so many lives on earth.
我们唯一知道的可能就是这个经济上要受的损失和这些、人的生命的这些影响。
And it causes、many inconveniences in our life.
还有所有这一切的不方便
，like the rest of the world，
就像其他的世人一样。
But we will not be able to find out why God allowed this happen to us as His children。
我们就不能知道为什么神让这些事情发生在他的子民的身上。
So I think、this subject of having this.True knowledge, to be filled with this true knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding is very, very relevant today for God's children.
所以知道神他的旨意，能够在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道他的旨意，实在在今天是非常的 有联系。
If God's children do not know,、then we will suffer this in vain.
若是神的儿女不知道的话，我们所经历的这一切都成为枉然。
So we really need to pray to the Lord,、so that we can be filled with、this true knowledge of His will.
所以我们需要真实的在主面前祷告，好叫我们满心知道神的旨意。
And then let's drop down to verse 18.
我们接着来看第十八节。
He is also head of the body, the church, talking about Lord Jesus. And he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything.
他也是教会全体之首，这里的他指的是我们的主耶稣基督，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
No matter who we are, what we are, what occupation you have and don't have, it applies to all to have Lord Jesus in the first place in everything.Today.
无论我们是谁，我们能、做什么工作，或者我们不是，我们不做什么工作，这一切、 这个主耶稣他居首位都应用在我们的身上。
So thank the Lord that he also provide how to apply this truth, true knowledge of God's will, in our life.
好，这个我们的主耶稣他的真的旨意真的是能够应用在我们的一切的事上。
And chapter 1 and 2 tell us about doctrinal truth.
第一章和第二章讲到的是这个真理。
And then from chapter 3, it tells us how to apply this true knowledge God's will, that is to have Christ in the first place in everything in us. How do we apply that?
从第三章开始，在这里是用这个我们知道的神的旨意应用在我们生活的方方面面。
And here it tells us first how to apply that in our church life.
首先看到的是这个神的旨意应用在我们教会的生活上。
So after we were dead in our sin, after God raised us up with the Christ, and we dedicate our life to the Lord.
当我们死在罪恶过分当中，主耶稣拯救了我们，将我们从罪中被救拔出来，我们得着生命，我们开始来在教会中过生活。
And first thing Lord wanted us to learn is how to live a church life with the other brothers and sisters together in God's family.
第一件事情神要我们学习与其他的弟兄姐妹一同在教会里来认识神。
So we covered that in past few sessions.
我们在前几次的交通中已经讲过这些。
And I believe last time, now we, Bible tells us, God's word tells us how to apply the truth, true knowledge of God's will in the family life.
上一次我们开始讲到神的真旨意，这个真理怎样运用在我们家庭的生活中。
And last time also shared in the first thing that God wants to know in the family life is relationship between husband and wife.
上一次我们也提到，首先我们讲到这个家庭生活的应用方面，第一个就是有关于夫妻之间的关系。
And one thing we need to be aware that when we talk about family life, that actually is notIt's impossible for us to live on our own strength.
有一件事情我们必须知道的，就是当我们在讲到这个家庭生活，这个关系当中，实在不是我们靠我们自己的力量可以做的。
So let's read this verses in from 18 to 21.
我们接着把这个圣经从18节一直到
Why to be subject to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord?
18节，第三章十八节，你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫，这在主里是相宜的。
Husbands, love your wives and do not be embittered against them.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，不可苦待他们。
Children, be obedient to your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord.
你们做儿女的要凡事听从父母，因为这是主所喜悦的。
Fathers, do not exasperate your children so that they will not lose heart.
你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失了志气。
So verse 20 and 21 is the focus of sharing today.
今天我们要注重的来看第20到21节。
But before we share, let's have a word of prayer.
我们开始分享之前，我们有一点祷告。
Father, with grateful heart, we come before you.
父啊，怀着感恩的心，我们来到你自己的跟前。
How we feel we are so inadequate to serve you.
哦，我们觉得我们自己是何等的不够来服侍你。
We need at this moment the precious blood of Lord Jesus to cleanse us and cover us.
在这个时候，求你自己的宝血来洁净。
We pray that you fill us with the Holy Spirit.
愿你的圣灵来充满我们。
And open the eyes of our heart so that we can see the Lord Jesus and hear His
voice. 开我们的眼睛，好叫我们的眼睛能够看见我们的主，耳朵能够听见他。
We know that it is your desire in your heart to bless all your children.
这是你的心意，我们知道是要祝福所有你的儿女。
So we ask, Father, that you will bless each one of us, whether we are old and young,
父，所以我们在这里祈求，愿主你能够祝福我们所有的，无论是老的还是少的。
Bless us with your holy word.
愿你圣洁的话语来祝福我们。
In Jesus' holy precious name we pray.
在主耶奉主耶稣基督圣洁的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So last time, our brother 张旭shared God's message with us.
上一次我们的徐弟兄跟我们分享主的话语。
We all realize our brother spoke God's word as prophet of God.
我们都觉得我们的徐弟兄就像先知那样在那里分享主的话。
So one thing struck me was when he said this happened in the church. It's only in the 2,000 years of church history, this pandemic, the effect of pandemic to the church is the first time happened to the church.
有一件事情他说的让我觉得非常的警觉，就是这个瘟疫是在2000年的教会历史当中的头一次。
That Christians will not be able to meet together.
就是基督徒们不能在一起聚会。
Because especially you think of breaking bread, that it is about meeting together in a very close proximities with brothers and sisters.To have this dinner together with the Lord.
尤其我们说到这个擘饼聚会，实在是我们弟兄姐妹能够在一起，而且是非常亲近的在一起，分享主的圣宴。
And now this pandemic, the Christians will not be able to meet together.
因为这个瘟疫，基督徒不能在一起聚集。
Throughout 2,000 years of church history, Christians have been risking their life, risking persecution of death, in order to meet together.
在这个教会2000年的历史当中，基督徒们常常冒着生命危险，即便是要受逼迫或者是死亡，他们仍然在一起聚集。
They met in the caves,They met in the tombs.
他们有的时候是在洞穴里面或者在坟墓里面聚集。
Sometimes they met in the hillside, sometimes in the sacred place in their own houses.
有的时候在山上，有的时候是在家里那个隐藏的地方。
Risking all and their own lives.
在那里冒着生命的危险。
They still met together.
他们仍然相聚在一起。
Because all children of God realize how important it is for us as His children to come together worship God and the Lord Jesus.
因为作为神的儿女，我们真实的知道，我们一同聚集在这里敬拜，在这里在那里，主啊，在那里分享主是何等的重要。
And but during this pandemic,
在这个瘟疫当中
we are not facing persecutions.
我们并不是面对逼迫。
We are facing totally different things that affect our meetings.
实在是另外的这个事情影响着我们的生活。
We don't want to delve too much into it, but I feel that we need to ask ourselves what God wants us to learn, what God wants us to know, the reason why He allowed this to happen to the church, to His church.
我们不能过多的来说，但是我们必须在主面前询问他要我们学什么。
And so I'd like to share this. There's a lot of things happened due to this pandemic.
我想要分享这一些好多的事情因着这个瘟疫临到我们。
The way we meet, the way we work for, if you have company, you have work, the way we work.
我们现今怎样的生活，怎样的上班，若是你还是在公司上班的话。
The way to buy food also was changed.
即便我们如何去买食物，这样也改变了。
But there are some things remain the same for God's
children. 但是对于神的儿女来说，有一些事情是没有改变。
The core value to our faith and to our spirit life.
就是我们的信仰和我们这个灵里的这个生活没有改变。
The holiness of God still need to be protected and to be lived in our life.
就是这个圣洁，这个圣洁的神能够在我们的生活当中被活出来。
So, today I'd like to share something with the brothers and sisters.
今天我要与弟兄姐妹一同分享一些事情。
As we meet in our home through the internet.
当我们在家中，在网上这样的聚集。
So I remember that Moses, when God called Moses.
我记得当主向摩西显现的时候。
God told Moses, you're in the mountain, in the desert. And when God met Moses, God told Moses, first thing, when Moses turned to see the burning bushes, the miracle of burning bushes.
当耶和华神向摩西显现在那个山上，在那个沙漠地的时候，第一件事情耶和华神向摩西所说的，当摩西看见这个燃烧着的荆棘的时候，
When he tried to approach that burning bush, God told him, Moses, Moses, take off your shoes. The place where you stand is holy ground.
当摩西看见这个燃烧的荆棘正要往那儿去的时候，耶和华神叫住他说，摩西，摩西，请你脱下你脚上的鞋，因为你所站之地是圣地。
So now, when Christians, in the early Christian history, in the very beginning, Christians met at homes, at houses.
在早期 基督徒们他们是在家中聚集。
So they know how to practice holiness of God among Christians at home.
他们知道在家中他们当如何来行过这个圣洁的生活。
But today, most of Christians meet at church meeting place, church buildings.
今天我们是在常常是在教会的会所里面聚集。
So we feel like we can do whatever we want at home.
所以我们觉得在家中我们可以任我们自己的意思而行。
I think what God, to me,that what God allowed this, why God allowed this to happen is to tell us that something that we're missing in our life.
对我而言，我觉得神让我们现在经历这个事情，这个瘟疫，实在是提醒我们，让我们明白我们在神的家中当如何行，在我们自己的家中当如何行。
He wanted his children to pay attention to something there, but neglected.
有些事情是我们忽略的，忘记了。
So God wants to bring that to us forefront.
神把这件事情带到我们的面前。
How to practice holiness at home.
我们在家中应当如何来过这个圣洁的生活
？And when we are by ourselves,
当我们独处的时候
，So when we meet together like today, like this moment,
就像我们现在在这里聚集的时候
，We set us apart to the Lord.
我们应当分别出来，向着神。
Yeah, we set ourselves apart for the Lord at this moment.
我们在这个时候把我们自己分别出来，归向神。
And we set these hours apart, 2 hours, 3 hours, no matter how long it will last, apart for the Lord, for Lord's use only.
这个一个小时或者是三个小时。无论有多长，我们都把这个时间分别出来，单单为着主。
And the place, it could be your family room, your bedroom, your office room, basement, or upstairs.
你在聚会的这个所在，无论是这个卧室，或者是地下室，或者是你的书房，或者是其他的地方，楼上，这些都是成为圣的地方。
Those places are the holy ground.
这些地方都成为圣地。
So we need to really in our heart, through our faith, to see that, to realize that, and behave, conduct accordingly.
我们从心里面应当认识看见叫我们的言行举止都能行得合宜对得起主。
So, faith is, it will do something in us.
这个信心在我们里面要做工。
And I just mentioned that Moses, when he first met the Lord,
我刚刚提到的，当摩西第一次遇见神的时候
，And God in His presence, God told Moses, "Take off your shoes. This is the holy ground."
神与他同在的时候，神告诉他，把你脚上的鞋脱下，因为这是圣地。
So in Christians, when we meet like this.We need to have this in our heart, that sense of, now this place at home, my house now is holy ground.
我们在心中也要有这样的看见，当我们一起在家中聚集的时候，我们看见我们的家，我们所在的地方也就变为圣的。
So when we have this faith, the exercise, then we can like a Moses, that we see as if that we can see the Lord Jesus right with us now at your home.
当我们运用这个信心，我们好像在我们的家中现在也能看见这位主。
But because Bible says in chapter 11, Hebrew chapter 11 verse 1, faith is the conviction of things not seen.
在希伯来书十一章一节也说到，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Now, this phrase best illustrated in when you talk about Moses.
这个是最好的在那里说明摩西见到神的时候的那个情形。
It says verse 17.
在十七节。
27, I'm sorry.
在二十七节。
By faith, he left Egypt, Moses. Moses left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured, as if seeing him who is unseen.
他因着信就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。
You see how faith does in Moses' heart that impact what he sees.
在这里你看到这个信在摩西的心中来影响到他是如何来看见的。
You see Christ, the one who is not seen.
他看见这位主是不能看见的主。
See, so faith does in our heart that as if the Lord is there with me.
是信在
I can touch him as if he's right here with me.
是信在我们心中，好叫我们能够看见那位不能看见的主，好像就在我的身边，我能摸他，我能感觉到他。
So, this is what God wants to exercise today.
这就是我们的神要我们今天来操练的。
When we go to church building to worship the Lord with the brothers and sisters,
当我们来到教会的聚会的会所的时候，我们与弟兄姐妹相一同聚集的时候，
It is a lot easier to see that that place is different. Now we meet with the Lord and with brothers and sisters.
那个比较容易感觉那个不同的气氛，因为我们看见我们的弟兄姐妹。
And especially those elderly brothers and sisters who are experienced in live in the presence of the Lord. They will bring in the meeting a sense of holiness and God's presence.
尤其是在我们当中在主里面有成熟生命的这个老练的弟兄姐妹，他们把主的同在那个感觉带到聚会当中。
But here, meeting online at our home.
当我们在家里在网上聚会的时候，
It is really, really all up to us. It is depends on our own faith.
这个实在需要靠我们自己和我们里面的信心。
So, I think one thing that God allows this to happen to us is really to live out the spiritual reality.
所以主让这些事情临到我们， 需要我们能够活出这个属灵的实际。
Is what we say we believe is real in our own life.
我们说我们所信的这一位在我们的生活当中是那样的真实。
Do we carry ourselves to conduct in the matter, even in our home?
所以
to bring the glory to the Lord.
是否我们在家中我们能够言行举止都合宜、哦、把这位荣耀的神彰显出来。
If our neighbors walk by our houses and look inside, look through the windows.
若是我们有我们的邻舍从我们家经过，从窗子从里、从外面来看。
Would they see that we are different?
能否看见我们的不同？
I just don't want to scare you. In during the day, they cannot see through the window to us because the house is darker than the outside.
当然，我不是想要吓唬你们，因为白天啊，他们看不见里面，因为里面啊是比外面更暗的。
But we need to ask ourselves to exercise to ask the Lord the grace and mercy.To really have this spiritual reality in us.
我们需要这样子来操练，来询问我们的主，就是这个属灵的实际是不是在我们里面，在我们家中。
A brother shared that, when we start to meet online, and in the Sunday morning, and he changed the clothes, And then his daughters saw and asked, "Do we need to change his clothes? We've been at home, nobody see us."
We have 弟兄讲到啊，在主日的早晨聚会之前，他换了衣服，当他的女儿看见，问他爸爸。我们需要换衣服吗？
And father replied, yes.
弟兄回答说，是的。
And from then on, that whole family dressed up for the meeting. Thank the Lord.
感谢主，从那天以后，他们家里面聚会的时候，都是把衣服穿得整齐。
Now, second thing that I'd like to share is in the text we just read.
第二部分啊、我要在这里分享的就是我们在那个圣经节刚刚读到的。
That challenge the pandemic caused to us.
还有一个就是这个瘟疫带给我们的各样的挑战。
One of it is that now everybody now stay home. They spend all their time with their spouse, with their children, and children with their parents.
因着这个瘟疫的缘故、我们一家人都处在一个地方、包括配偶或者呢就是孩子与父母。
I realized that when I retired,My wife told me after several months later that she needs to make adjustments because she never lived with me 24/7 at home.
我退休以后几个月、我的姊妹来告诉我说她需要有很多的调整，因为自从我们结婚以后我们从来没有在家里面24小时一天或者一周七天这样子一天整天都在一起。
Since we get married, one of us will be outside working, or both of us working, never been together 24/7.
自从结婚以后，或者我们至少有一个人在外上班，或者两个夫妻两个都在外面上班，从来没有这样子24/7这样子在家里。
But how pandemic forces us to live 24/7 at home together with all family members.
这个瘟疫呢，迫使我们这样24/7，一家人在一起这样。
And when I teach online, that my manager reminded me to give students 10 minutes grace.
我在网上教学的时候，我的主管告诉我给他们10分钟的休息时间。
But I told her that I never did that when I was teaching physically in the classroom.
我跟他讲，当我在教室里面这样子教的时候，从来不这么做。
I said I just went through 3 hours and without any breaks, and students seems very fine. They are very concentrated, focused. I see their faces, so I just continues. Never realize I need to take a break.
在教室里教的时候呢，我是从头到尾3个小时不停的，而且呢，我能看到学生的脸，他们都是非常的专注在听，他们没有任何的难处。
Now my manager brought up a point.
现在呢，我的那个主管告诉我这件事情。
He said now it's different.
而现在不一样了。
Students are with their families.
学生呢，跟他们的家庭的成员在一起。
There's a lot of interruptions.
会有很多的分心打扰。
And also of their pets.
还有的时候是他们家的宠物。
And so this dynamic changed.
这个整个来说都变了。
So we do need to give them a break so they can watch the other things and come back.
所以需要给他们一个当中休息的时间，他们可以照管一下其他的事情再来回来。
So it becomesmore important as we see family life in God's word.
所以这个就变得更加的重要，当我们来看神的话，在神的家中，在家庭生活中的这个旨意。
So God wants us to, we know that one of the things most difficult is that for Christians to witness to their own family members.
有一件非常重要的事仅就是我们作为基督徒应该在家庭中做怎样的见证。
Because family members, they are there with us from the very beginning, and they watch every move that we make. So to convince them that the Lord Jesus, our faith, is real, very, very difficult.
我们家里的这些亲人跟我们在一起，他们观察我们，看见我们一言一行，所以有的时候向他们见证这位主耶稣是很难的。
But God wants us to do that. God's will is that first family of church life, second family life.
但是神要我们这么做，神的旨意首先应用在教会的生活上，第二就是家庭的生活。
It is more important.Then we preaching gospel to others.
这个比向别人传福音更加重要。
In the order of the word of God laid out before us.
为了能够让神能够活在我们的生活当中。
God wants us to be real and to be authentic.
主要我们活出这个真实的，完了是很诚恳的这样的生活。
So you mentioned relationship between husband and wife first.
我们先说到这个夫妻、丈夫跟妻子之间的关系。
Because parents are the most important members in the household.
因为这个父母是在家庭成员最重要的。
and it shaped the direction that what kind of family you're going to have.
因为父母会决定啊，这个家庭会成为怎样的一个家庭。
Now, I would like to share about children and parents, children and fathers.
接着我们要分享就是啊，做儿女和父母。
The children be obedient to your parents in all things, for this is well pleasing to the Lord.
你们做儿女的要凡事听从父母，因为这是主所喜悦的。
Is this easy or difficult? Thank you, dear.
这个做起来容易呢，还是太难了？
I give you a hint, but this is a trick question.
我想是这。
Whatever your answer is, both will be wrong answer.
我这边提醒一下，这是一个不容易回答的问题，不管你怎么回答都不对。
If your children be obedient to your parents in all things, is easy or difficult? Actually, go ahead.
你的儿女是不是能够凡事来听从父母？这个容易做得到吗？
Actually, it's impossible.
回答是不可能的。
Everything in the Bible, sometimes some passages seemingly very easy for us, but God asks us to be perfect.
在神的话语这本圣经里面，有的时候我们看起来好像是蛮容易的，但实在神要的是完全。
You may be obedient to your parents.9 out of 10 things.
也许你顺服你的父母在10件当中有9件事情你能做。
But this one thing, you cannot.
但这里有一件事情你不能。
And you violated this command.
那你就违反了这个命令。
You violated this command.What God asks us to do has to be perfect.
因为神要求我们做的是一个完全的。
The only two exceptions.
但这里面也有两个是例外的。
I'll mention that later. So,God knows that difficulty or impossible for children to obey in the perfect manner that God wants.
这个我接着下面再讲。但是神要我们对孩子们的这些要求来顺服父母，实在是非常要求的完全。
So God gave us this commandment, not only this.Honor obeying to parents is in the Ten Commandments.
这个要求儿女顺服父母实在旧约的十诫里面就有。
It tells us that we should honor our father and mother.
他告诉我们要孝敬父母。
Because it's so important to God.He put it in his Ten Commandments.
因为这个对神来说太重要了，所以他把它放在十条诫命的当中。
First four commandments are about relationship with God himself.
前面的四条诫命是说到有关于我们与神之间的关系。
The rest of six commandments is about our relationship with the others.
后面的其他的六条诫命说到的是我们与别人之间的关系，人的关系。
And in this second group of commandments, the first commandment is honor fathers and mother.
在第二组的这个诫命的里面，第一条就是说到要孝敬父亲和母亲。
And all commandments does not come with the promise, except this one.
其余的其他的诫命并不带着应许，唯独这一条是带着应许的诫命。
So God wants to encourage children to honor our parents. So he also attached a promise. That is, that we may our days in the land which he gave us may be prolonged.
神要我们孝敬父母，他把这个应许加上说，当孝敬父母，使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐你的地上得以长久。
So this is what God wants us as children to really put that in all, above all other relationships.
这个就是神要我们把这个孝敬父母这个关系能够放在其余与人之间的那个关系的这个诫命之上。
In the past centuries, there was debate among rabbis.
在已过的这些世纪当中啊，那些犹太的拉比之间有一些争论。
And what they're arguing about?
他们在那争论什么呢？
They're arguing about which one is the most important commandment.
他们在那争论哪一条这个诫命是最重要的。
In the first, we said, well, that's so easy because the Lord Jesus answered that.
那我们说这个太容易了，因为我们的主耶稣基督告诉我们。
But among these rabbis,that some rabbis believe the most important commandment from God is honor parents.
但是这些犹太的拉比教师当中，他们有的人确实觉得孝敬父母是最重要的。
Why they believe so?
他们为什么这样相信呢？
Because they studied Leviticus 19.
因为在利未记的十九章里面
Leviticus 19 actually lists up, you can find all 10 commandments in the Leviticus 19.
在利未记十九章里面你能看见所有的这个十条诫命。
And in this Leviticus 19, that honor parents actually is This is number one.
在利未记十九章里面，当孝敬父母是列在第一条。
Now, the difference between this chapter versus Exodus 20.
这个不同的地方呢，在出埃及记二十章里面。
So the difference between these two chapters is that in Leviticus 19, it listsThe interpretation or application of the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20.
利未记十九章呢是把这个十诫在出埃及记里面的二十章里面的十诫把它写的就是更加符合于在应用上面，在生命在生活当中。
So it says.You can find it as your, maybe you want to take it as homework and find all 10 commandments listed in this 19. But first one, in the verse 3, says, Every one of you shall reverence his mother and his father, and shall keep my commandments. I am the Lord your God.
也许你可以把这个当做回家的作业再把这个到那个利未记十九章把这些诫命都找出来。但是在这里我们看见利未记十九章的第三节说到你们个人都当孝敬父母。后面还有说到就是因为我是耶和华你们的神。
So here, it's very important because it lists the first. Every one of you shall reverence his mother and his father. That's why some rabbi in the past believed that this is the most important commandment for us to practice.
然后在这个利未记十九章第三节这边讲到的，你们个人都当孝敬父母作为第一条，所以有些犹太的拉比觉得这是最重要的一条。Another
difference we can see here.
还有一个我们在这里看到不同的。
And then Exodus 20, it lists the father first. Honor your father and your mother.
在出埃及记20章，他这里讲到的孝敬父母是先说到父亲，接着再说母亲。
But here it says, mention mother first and then father.
在利未记19章是先说到母亲，再说到父亲。
In the very practical manner, we all know mother has a lot more impact in shaping the life of their children.
在实际的生活当中，我们都知道母亲对儿女的影响超过父亲对儿女的影响。
Because mother's love to the children is very special.
因为这个母爱实在是非常非常的特别。
And they have great impact in children.
他们对他们的儿女实在有非常大的影响。
So don't believe what people say about who influence our children the most, their friends or their parents.
不要相信别人来说这个谁对你的儿女的影响最大，是他们的朋友呢，还是父母？
Next time we share father's role, that we can mention that survey conducted years before among thousands of young people. But here, we can see that God actually knows our family life, mother's impact to the children is the most.
下次我们要讲到有关于父亲在家中的这个作用的时候，我们会谈到对好多成千上万的年轻人所做的这个调查统计，我们看见在这里圣经也说。 这个母亲对儿女的这个影响是最大的。So
God asks the children to honor your mother and your father here.
所以神在这里要求儿女要孝敬母亲和父亲。You're
missing so many blessings in your life if we don't honor our parents. If we don't honor a mother and a father, especially a mother in this, according to this passage,
你会漏掉很多的祝福，若是你不知道怎样来孝敬你的父母、你的母亲和你的父亲，尤其在这里讲到的母亲。So
this is very critical for us being children.
这个对于我们做儿女的来说，实在是很重要。You
be obedient. How to honor your children, your parents? First of all, it's obedient.
怎样来孝敬你的父母呢？第一条最重要的就是你要顺服。I
often said to all young people, this is a God's perfect way. To use imperfect parents to perfect us as children.
我常常对我们的教会的年轻的弟兄姐妹说，这是神他所做的最完美的那个方法，就是借着这个完美的父母顺服儿女顺服完美的父母所形成的。Imperfect
parents. 神用不完全的父母来成全我们
完全的，
完全的旨意。So, I'd like to stop here, and I will bring out that God's many Christians think that they love to jump into the application part of the Bible, especially New Testament.
我今天就停在这里啊，我想要更多以后分享，就是有关于神的旨意在家庭生活当中的这些应用。
But they want to skip the doctrine of truth part of the Bible.
他们要我能要我忽略跳过这些有关于这些方面的真理。
But we can find out in God's eyes that even in the practical session of the Bible, we cannot do it by ourselves.
即便是我们在讲到这些实际的应用这些真理的时候，我们不能忽略神的教导。
We cannot rely on ourselves to perform what God requires of us.
我们不能单单的依靠我们自己的能力来行。
Because what God requires in this application side of the Bible, He requires to be perfectly perform this commandment.
所以即便说到这些这个具体的运用的事上，我们还是需要能够完美的完全的来实行出来。
God don't accept that.
否则神就不能喜悦。
So, we know that we need to ask the Lord His grace and His mercy upon us.
所以我们需要祈求主给我们恩典和怜悯。
Because we know nobody is perfect before the Lord.
因为我们知道我们在神面前我们都这样的不完全。
So this, when Bible says, children be obedient to your parents in all things, I'd like to mention there are two exceptions.
在这里说到在凡事上做儿女的要听从父母，在这里我要提两件例外的事情。
If the parents ask us to sin,
假如我的父母要我去犯罪，
and if my parents ask me to forsake the Lord, forsake my faith in the Lord.
或者我的父母要我放弃我对主的信仰。
So these are the only two exceptions.
这是唯一的两个例外。
And for all others, as Bible tells us, be obedient to your parents in all things, for this is a well-pleasing to the Lord.
对其他的来说是要在凡事上要听从父母，因为这是主所喜悦的。
So let's have a word of prayer.
我们接下来有些祷告。
To conclude today's sharing.
我们的分享就停在这里。
Father God, we once again come before you with thanksgiving.
父神啊，带着感恩的心，我们来到你的面前。
Thank you for this hour of getting together to share your holy word.
谢谢给我们这一段的时间，我们在这里一同来分享，来交通你自己的话。
May the Holy Spirit take your word and apply it in our hearts.
愿圣灵能够把刚刚说过的话放在我们的心上。
Teach us to understand the true knowledge of God's will.
教导我们来认识神的真旨意。
How to have Christ Jesus in the first place in all our life, in all our decisions.
好让基督在我们所做的一切的事上来接首位做决定。
Especially during this pandemic.
尤其是在这个瘟疫的时期。
Father, we pray the Holy Spirit will speak to us at the right moment to teach us your truth.
父啊，我们但愿求告好圣灵能够帮助我们在合适的时间向我们说话。
To teach us to learn, want us to learn.
教导我们如何来学。
As we see, you use this drastic measure to wake us up.
用好现在这些事情来提醒我们，然后把我们从沉睡中能够叫醒。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣宝贝的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们谢谢我们的主，接着我们的弟兄向我们所说的话语。
We thank our Lord for the sharing. From our brother.
为了更好回应弟兄所释放的信息，我们再要唱一首圣歌364首。
In response to the sharing from our brother, we'll sing another hymn, hymn 364.
信而顺从。
Trust and obey.
还是请姊妹替我们起个音，以后就请两位诸姊妹领唱，其他的弟兄姊妹放在静音的部位，在家里自己高声的唱。
Again, we'll ask our sisters to lead us in this hymn, and the rest of our sisters will continue to leave our microphones on mute, and we can sing in our own homes. And this following time we have for prayer.
And
again, we remind all the ancestors that to remain muted when other brothers and sisters are praying, and to only unmute yourself to pray yourself. And also to leave time for the translators to translate while you're praying.
好，将下面的时间交给弟兄姊妹。
Now we have the following time for our brothers and sisters.
主啊，我满心的感谢你。
Lord, my heart is full of thanksgiving for you.
今天通过我的弟兄来释放你的话语。
As I listen to the words that the brother spoke as he served you.
是我心灵得到了很大的震撼。
My heart received great teaching.
你常常问我们，我们所传的有谁信啊？
You often ask us that what we preach or what we teach, who believes it?
我总以为，主啊，我是信你的。Lord,
I admit I believe you.
我以为只要每周到你的殿堂里敬拜你。I
thought that as long as every week I went into the temple to worship you.
每周周五晚上到你的殿堂里去查阅你的话语。
Every week, we go into a temple to study your word.
我经常参加我弟兄姐妹的聚会。
That I attend the meetings with the brothers and sisters.
我就是信你的道，做你的好儿女。
That I believed your word, and I was a good child.
今天你释放的信息,
and today, the message from you.
我感到很惭愧,
I was very downtrodden.
我不是你的好儿女,
I'm not your good child.
我在每周例行的这个聚会的时候,
every week as I come to your meeting.
我是真的很虔诚地敬拜你。
I really worship you.
我脱去了旧人，穿上了新衣。
I've put off the old man and put on the new clothing.
可是机会散了以后回到家里。
But after the meeting is dispersed and I go back home.
我又穿上了旧人，脱去了新人。
I put on the old man again and put off the new man.
我不是孩子们的好父亲。
I am not a good father to the children.
我更不是你的喜悦的好儿女。
Even more so, I'm not a joyful child of yours.
我怎么能学成像你一样的模样来呢？
How can I learn to become more like you?
这次疫情的爆发。
During this time that it's happening,
我警醒，我深思了很多。
I am aware that I have made many mistakes.
我知道在日常生活中，我不像个基督徒。
I know that in my daily life, I am not like a Christian.
所以我要勤奋地读你的话语。
So I want to diligently read your word.
用你的光，用你的真理来照亮我。
Would you shine your light, and would your spirit shine upon me?
我每天要向你祷告，向你祈祷。
I want to pray before you.
我总想在这疫情之中，我要抓紧时机来改变自己。
I want to redeem the time during this time, and to become more like you.
就像今天你释放的信息所说，我在日常生活中也要活出一个像基督一样的样式来。
Just like you spoke in your message today, even in my daily life, I want to be more like the image of the Lord Jesus.
主啊，你经常问我，你爱我吗？
Lord, you often ask me, do you love me?
主啊，我坚定地告诉你，我爱你。
Lord, I tell you truly, I love you.
我爱我的教会。
I love my church.
我爱我的弟兄姐妹。
I love my brothers and sisters.
虽然在空中和他们聚会。
No, we're meeting with them in this manner.
我灵和主在一起。
My spirit is with my Lord.
我的灵和弟兄姐妹在一起。
My spirit is with the brothers and sisters.
我永永远远的在疫情中紧紧的跟随你。
I want to forever follow closely after you.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
We pray this in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we give all thanks and praise to you.
天上的父神，把所有的感谢赞美都归给你。
Even though we all stay home and cannot see each other face to face.
虽然我们每个人都待在家里，不能看面对。
But we do know that you have a purpose for all this matter.
父啊，但是我们知道你所有发生的一切事情，你都有你的旨意。
Oh, may you truly reveal yourself, our Lord Jesus, to us as we are all staying at home.
我在我们在家里的时候，真是希望你把主耶稣基督再向我们启示出来。
Oh, may we learn to be holy when we stay together in one family.
让我们知道，我们就是在一个家庭当中，我们也要做圣洁的事。
Right, we need to learn to worship you every moment.
让我们学习在每一个时间都来敬拜你。
We thank you for your precious word.
感谢你宝贵的话语。
And may you continue bless each every one of us as we are going through this difficult time.
在我们经历这个艰难的时刻，主要真是和我们每一个人继续同在一起。
May we all together again to be abide in you as our Lord Jesus in us.
主真是也让我们来紧紧的和主耶稣住在主耶稣的里面。
Be holy and righteous as our Lord our Father is.
像我们主耶稣和父一样，我们也要变做圣洁的人。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
主耶稣基督的名。阿们。我们感谢你。Lord, we thank you.
你, that you send down your spirit so that we can receive your this wonderful grace.
你让我们里面有一颗愿意的心，能够来。
And would you give us this willing heart to want to obey you and follow you?
也让我们行事为人，都和我们得救的恩相称。
And that those who are around us will know the aroma of our salvation.
让我们里面的生命能够被主你自己来充满，能够来为主来做我们的见证。
That our eternal life would be filled by you so that we can be a testimony for you.
让主能够得到一切的荣耀。
That our Lord would receive all the glory.
感谢赞美你。
We give you thanks and we praise you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray this in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, we give you praise and thanksgiving.
在您的圣日，在您的，在今天早上，你又召集我们众弟兄姊妹聚集在一块儿来祷告，感谢赞美您。
On this Lord's Day, you call the brothers and sisters together to give thanks and worship to you.
虽然最近
And because of this pandemic during these times, we pray together that the Lord would help us.
但是我们没有忘记，我们之所以能够到你面前来祷告。
But we have not forgotten that we can come together before you in prayer.
是因为您的死，您的复活。
It's because of your death and your resurrection.
您的死救赎了我们，使我们在与您一同死了。您的复活也使我们一同得了新的生命。
Your death saved us, and we died together with you. And in your resurrection, we also resurrected with you and gained new life.
感谢赞美您，您的复活，您求神给了我们这一个祷告的权利。
And we give you thanks and praise that through your resurrection, we have this ability to pray before you.
我们没有忘记，我们心存感谢，胜过我们所要求您所给我们的好处。And
we have not forgotten, so we give you thanksgiving for all the good things that you've given to us.
我们知道您爱我们。We
know that you love us.
您就不会撇弃我们。And
so you will not forsake us.
您的恩膏会继续的涂抹我们。That
your graciousness will continue to carry us.
我们在您里面，我们有安全。We
abide in you, so we have safety.
我们知道您把我们藏在您所居住的高处，您把我们藏在您的山寨中。
And we know that you have hidden us in the cleft of your rock.
主啊，我们不怕，我们只愿意，我们来思想，来。We are not afraid,
and we want to think on it.
能够了解为什么这个病瘟疫会发生。
We want to understand and we think upon why this epidemic is happening.
我们不知道，但是我们知道您要，如果这个瘟疫的发生是与您有关系。
We don't know exact reason, but we do know that this epidemic has something to do with you.
您让我们来检讨，来思想，来悔过。
You let us to think about this and to meditate on it and to repent.
愿您赐给我们。
Given us this time.
Knowledge. 主啊，让我们了解为什么。主啊，我们就在这里把我们的全人全心摆在您的面前。
And Lord, let us understand, so we give you our whole heart and our whole self before you.
我们也把世界全部的全所有的生灵或人或动物都摆在您的面前。
And so we give you, we bring before you the entire world, men, plants, and animals.
求您把我们的罪烧去。
Would you, burn up our sin?
让我们能够完全纯洁。在神的面前可以靠他的喜悦。
So we can come before the Lord completely holy.
主啊，让神看见我们的好处，我们成为一个他所喜爱的儿女。
And Lord, would you help us to become children that you delight in?
实实在在的得到他的欢心。
And that we would all at every time gain his heart.
好吧，赐给我们恩典，把这个瘟疫尽早拿去。
And would it be in your will to end this pandemic quickly?
也不再有任何的副作用。任何的其他的症状，不同相似的或者是不同的症状，由这个病疫而发生的症状。
And that there be no other complications or unknown symptoms that appear.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray this in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lord, 感谢你。在这主日然后再次让我们奉着主耶稣的名我们可以一起聚会。
Lord, we thank you that we can gather once again, on this day in the name of our Lord.
我们也可以奉着主耶稣的名我们一起祷告。
And that, in the name of our Lord Jesus, we can also pray.
因为我们都知道奉着主耶稣的名我们能够借着主耶稣的能力。
Because we know that in the name of our Lord Jesus, we can also gain his strength.
借着主你自己得到荣耀。
That the Lord, you yourself would gain glory.
我们奉着主耶稣的名，我们可以让我们的主来打开我们的眼睛，打开我们的耳朵。
And in the name of our Lord,Jesus, we can ask him to open our eyes and open our ears.
让我们在信息当中听到主你自己的话语。
And that in the, within the message, we can hear your voice.
让我们能够借着祷告更多得到从天上来的能力。
And that through prayer, we can gain more of heaven's strength.
我们感谢主你自己的话语告诉我们。
We thank you that, Lord, that your word itself tells us.
在这些艰难的日子里
And in these difficult times
也让我们同样借着主耶稣的名来过这日
And in the same way we would live our lives in the name of our Lord Jesus
And
we experience more of the teachings of your word.
这些日子里似乎贫穷, 但是你确实要叫许多人服侍。
The life may be poor during this time, you will call more to your name.
这些日子里我们看起来都是似乎这么多, 但是你要叫更多人刚强起来。
That in those times are chaotic, you want to call more people to rise up.
我们感谢我们的主, 让我们听到, 让我们看到弟兄姐妹们在主里平安。
We thank the Lord that we are able to hear that there is peace amongst the brothers and sisters.
我们知道在主里弟兄姐妹们彼此扶持,彼此鼓励。
That in the Lord, the brothers and sisters are supporting one another, encouraging one another.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
要叫我们继续靠着我们主耶稣的名,我们在你里面,你也在我们里面。
That in the name of the Lord Jesus, that we abide in you and you abide in us.
谢谢主,今天赐给我们所有的一切。
Thank you, Lord, that you've given us today all that we have.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣圣名。
We pray this in the Lord Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
Dear Lord Jesus.
谢谢主耶稣。
Lord, you have said that apart from me, you can do nothing.
所以你说了,不依靠你,我不能做任何事情。
So Lord, we want to confess, Lord, that there is no shred of goodness in ourselves.
就是我们想在你面前承认,在我们里面没有好的东西。
That there is not one morsel of ability in us to do good.
我们只靠着我们，我们是没有能力去做好的事情。
The Lord in you is found all the wellspring of life and goodness and strength.
甚至在你的里面，我们找到了所有的。 好的,新的生命还有力量。
And you're just waiting for us to come to the end of ourselves in brokenness before your feet.
就是你,我们知道你就是一直在等待我们除去我们的老我,然后来到你的脚面前。
For you then to fill your to fill us with thy fullness.
这样你才能可以把你的丰满, 加到我们身上。
So Lord, we confess, Lord, our brokenness and our inability to fix anything of our family life.
甚至我们承认在我们的 家庭生活当中，我们也是毁坏的，我们也是不完全的。
Especially now in this crisis, Lord, we see how rampant the enemy is, especially in the household.
甚至在这个艰难的时期，我们也能看到，敌人是真是在进攻我们，尤其在我们的家庭生活当中。
Lord, I just pray that your victorious life would overcome all the strongholds of the enemy that exists between the family members among us, and that you claim your authority and headship over every household in this church.
真是希望你这个得胜的生活能够战胜仇敌的进攻，让我们每个人在家庭的生活当中都能够过一个得胜的生活。
That all of us can be on bended knee and confess, Lord, that without you, Lord, there is nothing good that can come out of us.
真是也让我们来反悔，到你的面前承认，主要真是。 除你之外，我们没有办法过得胜的生活。
So Lord, do help us to all experience the reality of it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Lord, allow all of us to experience the reality of it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
主要真是求你让我们能够清晰的体会 是不是我们自己在活,
and that we would all come to the end of ourselves so that we may see your end fulfilled in us.
真是让我们自己来结束我们的老我,
in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
我们祷告暂时停止在这里。
Now this concludes our time for prayer.
现在请玄明弟兄